Boom, ba, ba, doom, ba, ba, la, wa, wa, la, la, la. Whatever. Hi, Africa Logs. One more time. This time it's the Serengeti. We went to Masai Mara, which is one of the largest nature reserves that Africa has to offer, in fact the world has to offer, and we went to the Serengeti and we saw a whole bunch of animals. We saw lions and cheetahs and elephants and giraffes and hyenas and various type of antelope, Thompson's gazelle, impala, buck, bison, a whole bunch of wildebeest, which is also known as the gnu, G-N-U, gnu, and zebras, and I don't know what else I'm missing out. A couple more I'm sure I'm missing out. There were wildebeest everywhere. It was the time of migration. So all the wildebeest which were in Tanzania came in on this side of the river, and they were doing the river crossing back. Unfortunately, we did not see them river crossing. Even though they were river crossing when we arrived, we did not have enough time to catch them that day. And the next day, they weren't river crossing. They would river cross around 6 o'clock. But we did see entirely repulsive thousands and thousands of carcasses floating down the river from wildebeest that had died 1.5 weeks ago, when they were crossing 1.5 weeks ago. And it rained on the night that we arrived, so the increase in rainfall allowed the river to flow where the wildebeest carcasses had got stuck. And yes, there were wildebeest carcasses, overfed vultures and storks, all over the place. We did manage to see, interestingly enough, a bunch of hippopotamuses that were exiting the water, a family of hippopotamuses. They apparently have extended families, and walking over to a crocodile, sort of poking around him, the crocodile being utterly undisturbed, and sort of sunbathing right next to them. Hippopotamuses, interesting creatures who they don't sweat red blood. That's not the truth. They actually sweat, even more amazingly, red sunscreen lotion. Yes, it's a oily substance that they have, which is indeed an antiseptic and a sunscreen lotion that they have developed because they have no fur. Because yes, of course, you can't have fur when you're underwater. It makes no sense. That's the story in the Serengeti, one of the largest areas of a wildlife reserve. Interesting. We also saw Maasai tribe, and they sang for us, and it was a very guttural sound, including some harmonics, and they jumped for us, something that my friend Saranjan Sen would like a lot. One of the things that they do is that they jump very high and they see who can jump the highest, so they jumped. We saw lions sleeping underneath the forest. The easiest, it's supposed to be very easy to find a lion around these parts, because lions are where the antelope aren't. So all you have to do is figure out where the antelope aren't, and the antelope and the zebras and the wildebeest are everywhere. So wherever they aren't, look in the bushes over there, and there be lions. We also happened, very luckily, to see a cheetah eating something that they had just got had hunted down. So that was very lucky on our part. Wildebeest everywhere. We were so bored of them. This is the blue wildebeest. There are two types of wildebeest, which is the gnu family. Wildebeests are related to cows and possibly not related to bison. They're leaner than bison. They can jump around and they run reasonably fast when they want to, but they're large, and wildebeest have this strange aspect of being stupid looking and sagacious looking in the same look. So they've got all this beard thing going on, and then they look at you in a very dumb manner, and they think, this old sagacious king of the tribe who's smoking on a pipe. Yeah, the wildebeest is what killed Simba's father, Mufasa, if you remember. So yeah, wildebeest, we don't like wildebeest. Vultures, storks, a falcon or two, all over the Serengeti. Zebras are a dime a dozen. They are more donkey looking than horse looking. We saw a lot of very overfed zebras, and I don't think between us we've actually taken a photograph of a zebra because there were so many of them. Wildebeest spanning the horizons in their millions. They were the most populous, of course, and the odd Thompson's gazelle, impala, here, there, scattered everywhere. Large water buffalo, and pumbas. I nearly forgot the pumbas, which are warthogs, and strutting around here and there, warthogs as well. So this is the African adventure. Tomorrow, back to work again, overflowing with work, and made me think about, let me get introspective since I still have 4 minutes left. It made me think about how things were before human habitation sort of took over everything. The truth is, there was enough space for everybody. First of all, animals don't take much space. So where we saw lions lying down in the bush, there was a water buffalo less than 100 meters away who was also lying down. So animals, even predators, don't disturb each other necessarily, which is interesting. So there was crocodiles and hippopotamuses living side by side. Nobody had any problems with anybody else. They seem to be more than enough grazing animals around for cheetahs and lions and all of these other things to survive with ease without really having to break up a sweat to hunt. So I think that was probably the way things were before humans interfered. And for some reason, it made me think a lot about the dinosaurs and how they survived. And that's why I had Jurassic Park playing in my head more than Circle of Life playing in my head throughout the entire safari that we had. Safari, by the way, means journey in Swahili. So that's it. Oop, I've got a phone call. Gotta go. Bye-bye.